And now, a next level moment from AT&T Business. Say you've sent out a gigantic shipment of pillows, and they need to be there in time for International Sleep Day. You've got AT&T 5G, so you're fully confident. But the vendor isn't responding, and International Sleep Day is tomorrow. Luckily, AT&T 5G lets you deal with any issues with ease, so the pillows will get delivered and everyone can sleep soundly, especially you. AT&T 5G requires a compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G network.
This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the global automotive industry. Elon Musk predicted that Tesla would have complete autonomy as early as 2017. But yesterday, the company finally launched its robotaxi service in Austin, Texas. A small fleet of Model Ys without a driver are now roaming around a roughly 30-square-mile area in the southern part of the city. If riders choose a destination outside of that geofence zone, the vehicle will drop them off at the edge of its operating area. So far, only a small group of Tesla supporters have been invited to use the service, which is limited to two riders and currently costs a flat rate of $4.20. Also, the rides are limited to a certain amount of time. The vehicles won't operate if weather is bad enough, and there's a human monitor in the front passenger seat as well as a remote vehicle operator. There have been a few incidents already, but many users say that the system operates smoother, like coming to a stop and going over speed bumps, compared to supervised FSD. We haven't seen any word yet as to when Tesla might launch the robotaxi service to the public. And in other robotaxi news, CATL, the biggest EV battery maker in the world, formed a new joint venture to deploy Level 4 autonomous driving technology, including robotaxis. It teamed up with Chinese companies Hello and Ant Group to establish Shanghai Zhaofu Intelligent Technology, which will develop vehicles off of CATL's skateboard platform. CATL will also provide the batteries, while Hello provides the mobility services and Ant Group the AI and software. However, no word on when it might kick off operations yet. And all this ties in nicely with our latest Autoline poll. We asked our Patreon and YouTube members what they think about robotaxis. 6% say you've used them, love them, and will use them again. 48% say you can't wait to try one, but 34% say you have no interest in robotaxis, while the remaining 12% have other opinions. AC Held says, there is probably a use case for them somewhere, but I don't think there is a compelling need given the plethora of Uber drivers. And Jeffos makes a great point, quote, unless robotaxi rides are significantly less than Uber, I'm not sure what this fixes for the consumer. Quiet Storm X has this advice for everyone, quote, take public transportation like the bus or subway, like in the DC metro area. Short bus rides from subway station and free transfer too, no extra charge. And Scott Stevenson has some good insight into Tesla's robotaxi. I think it's a great idea, but the idea that the actual tiny robotaxi vehicle with no windows and a low seating position is going to attract buyers and riders? I'll believe it when I see it. Meanwhile, Zooks is getting it right. A high visibility, easy exit vehicle that feels like a high-tech airport shuttle. That's the one I'll choose. And we want to thank our members for providing their insight. And if you'd like to provide your opinions to the auto industry through our polls, please consider becoming a member, which only costs a few dollars a month and gets you access to a lot more information. Foreign car brands are going to continue to lose market share in China. According to a new study by Alex Partners, local Chinese brands will account for 76% of new car sales by 2030, up from 67% this year. European brands will have 14% market share by the end of the decade, down from 17%, and Japanese and U.S. companies will control the remaining 10%. It also forecasts that fully electric vehicles will make up 50% of the market by the end of the decade, while ICEs will decline to 19%. On top of that, the researchers say that the price war will change from direct price cuts to offering incentives like insurance subsidies, zero interest financing, and advanced technology at no extra cost. And not only are Chinese car brands going to grow in China, they're going to grow in Europe, and European brands are going to end up losing sales and market share. Alex Partners is forecasting that Chinese automakers will sell 800,000 vehicles a year in Europe by 2030. And though it says the European market will grow a bit by then, it also expects European automakers to lose 400,000 sales.
Knowing that a little rain won't slow down your day, that's what really matters. Bridgestone Turanza Quiet Track Tires. Confident control in wet conditions.
Antonio Filosa officially took over the reins at Stellantis today, and he named a new leadership team, though most executives stay in their current positions. The leadership team includes 13 members, and in addition to that, four other executives will report directly to Filosa, including Ralph Gilles, the head of design, and Olivier Francois, the head of marketing. All told, Filosa will have 16 direct reports, compared to the 33 that reported to former CEO Carlos Tavares. The most significant change is the departure of Maxime Picat, who is the head of purchasing and the former head of Europe. Picat is rumored to replace Luca de Meo as CEO of Renault. The UAW is in the headlines for the wrong reasons again. According to a report from Reuters, the union missed out on $80 million in potential stock gains. During the strikes against the Detroit 3 in 2023, the union used investment funds to pay striking workers. By the union's own rules, those funds should have been reinvested once the strike ended. But they weren't reinvested for more than a year, and it's not clear why. The issue first came to light late last year when union board members questioned why its portfolio gains were so small relative to the big gains in the stock market. And early this year, the union did an analysis that found it would have earned $80 million more had its funds been invested properly. According to UAW board members, the discrepancy is now being investigated by the federal monitor overseeing the union. UAW President Sean Fain and Secretary Treasurer Margaret Mock both declined to comment. In what could turn out to be one of the most significant discoveries of our time, geologists have identified underground rock formations that could contain large amounts of hydrogen. For years, scientists believed the only way to get large amounts of hydrogen was to manufacture it, like steam reforming or electrolysis. But those take a lot of energy, which is why making hydrogen is far more expensive than gasoline or diesel. However, in 1987, a large underground reservoir of hydrogen was discovered in Mali, which is in Africa. Then 2 years ago, huge reservoirs were found in France and Albania. And that kicked off a global search. They call it natural hydrogen, geologic hydrogen, or white hydrogen. And now we know it's created by the interaction of iron-rich rocks and pools of underground water. They call the process to extract it serpentinization. And startup companies are jumping into what could turn out to be a modern-day gold rush. The U.S. Geological Survey estimates there's enough hydrogen available underground to meet global energy needs for the next 200 years. And obviously, there's an automotive angle to all of this. If hydrogen becomes cheap and abundant, then fuel cell vehicles or even IC engines running on hydrogen have a better chance of spreading into the market. And that would be a game changer. So we're keeping an eye on how this all develops. Could we see a motorcycle with a GM badge on it? The automaker recently filed a patent for an electric two-wheeler that looks like a light off-roader with a rear in-wheel hub motor. No word if this thing will ever go on sale, but GM has dabbled in e-bikes before. So maybe a motorcycle is the next step. But that brings us to the end of today's show. Thanks for making Autoline a part of your day.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Intrepid Control Systems. Over-the-air engineering boosts your game. Teijin Automotive Technologies, the formula for better mobility. And by
developing today's vehicles, issues can happen in an instant. When's the best time to solve a problem? The minute you know you have one. Meet Wireless NeoVi Cloud, your secure, off-the-shelf solution empowering real-time collaboration for quick resolution. With Wireless NeoVi Cloud, your team can prevent issues before they can escalate. Driver communication data and remote diagnostics to analyze and resolve your problems using OTA, allowing your executives oversight throughout the process. Wireless NeoVi Cloud, your vehicle update solution in production and on the road. Intrepid Control Systems, driven by your data.
There's nothing wrong with heavy metal.
Hey, lighten up.
But with world-class composite material, Teijin Automotive Technologies makes vehicles lighter, safer, and more eco-friendly.
Moozy.com.
Welcome to Moozy.com, America's favorite free-to-play social casino, offering the fastest payouts around. With over 3,000 games at your fingertips, generous bonuses, and daily rewards, Moozy.com is the best. Play today at Moozy.com.
Moozy.com is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Moozy.com for more details.
Sign up today for an amazing welcome bonus at Moozy.com.
Moozy.com.
Imagine a digital bank that puts people first and offers market-leading rates. That's genius with a J. Learn how you could bank smarter at jeniusbank.com/radio. Genius Bank is a division of SMBC Manubank, member FDIC.